So Perek Lamaches, Pasuk Ches. The whole story of Aaron Onan. It says in Pasuk Zayin, "Vahi Er b'chor Yehuda Rabbi Nei Hashem v'Amisayu Hashem." He did what was bad, and he died. V'yomer Yehuda the Onan boel eishes achicha. Right, go to your brother's wife. V'yabemosa and do yibum. V'akem zara la'achicha and bring children for your brother. V'yeda Onan ki lo yehazar. He knew that the children would not be his. He would not demote the zera, machnes the zera, the vilti nesen zera the liachiv. So he wouldn't, his brother wouldn't have children. He died as well. And the whole story with Yehuda and Tamar. Okay, then the parsha continues. So a couple interesting things here. There's a lot of mysterious things about Aaron Onan. What were they doing? But also the idea of Yibum, right? The idea we've seen a few weeks ago, the Ramban based on Chazal that the Avos kept the Torah. This might be the first explicit idea of doing a mitzvah of the Torah before Matan Torah. Right, besides the Mila, Bris Mila, and Pru Revu, things like that. But it's language we think of as very like part of our 613 mitzvah specifically, like not part of like the practice of the general people in the world, and Mila. So it's interesting. Okay, so says the Ramban here. That was Yehuda's instruction. You should do yibum and have children for your brother. Haben yikre al shem hameis lashon Rashi. What does it mean? Vakeim zara lachicha. You should. What's the English word for akeim? You should establish. What's that? I was going to establish. Establish a child for your brother. So it says Rashi. That means you should call him. You should call him in your brother's name. Says the Ramban a little bit. This is one of the more Harif Rambans against Rashi. We've seen Harifus of the Ramban against Ibn Ezra, huh? You know, many times. But against Rashi, I feel like this is a little bit more Harif. Ein ze emes. That's incorrect. Keep a mitzvah ha-Torah nemar gam kein. When this mitzvah is repeated again, like we said before, it's interesting, a mitzvah of the Torah that's being done before Matan Torah. This is repeated again in Sefer Dvarim. Yakum ha-shem achiv ha-meis. It says the same expression. He should be going after the name of his brother. V'lo yimcheh shmo Yisrael, and that brother's name should not be erased. V'ein hayava mitzuveh likro livno keshem achiv ha-meis. There is no mitzvah. If you learn Yavamos, there's no mitzvah to call the child based on his the brother-in-law who passed away. So Boaz does Yibum. Okay? He does Yibum. He's doing Yibum for who? For Machlon. Right? And he's going to establish this continuity. So, Oved. And it says in Rut that he was called Oved. He wasn't called Lo Machlon. His name was not Machlon. So for Rashi to say that this is the mitzvah, right? Yikra Hashem Achiv Ames, that's what it means. So that's problematic, says Ramban. Sha'amar Vayeda Onan. This part, I have, it's called the Ramban Tuv Yerushalayim. It's like one of these like Rambans with a Peirush. I should have looked this up because I'm always a little unclear what this is saying. If you guys have the article or any other Peirush Ramban, you can see what it says. Vayeda Onan ki lo yazara. It says in the pasuk that Onan knew this child would not be his. Would it be such a big deal to call this son after his late brother? That's such a big deal. He didn't want to have a child and call him based on his brother. Most normal people would be happy to do that. This is the part where I wasn't so clear. It doesn't say vayomer onan, that it wouldn't be his. Aval amar vayeda onan. It says he knew ki lo lo yezara ki edia brura haysalo bezesh shelo yezara. He knew clearly this wouldn't be his child. I'm not sure what it means, but the difference between vayeda and vayomer. That's what I wanted to look up because even if it's like Rashi's pshat, couldn't it just say Vayeda, I mean, he knew that you have to call it based on his brother, and I don't know. Okay, is it the Ramban? If he's from the Lashon also, yeah. What does it say?
The footnote says that if Onan objected to having a kid, then Torah would have said Onan said Vayomer, meaning that he voices concern about this happening because he cannot be forced to comply. By saying that he knew the seed would not be his, Torah implies that having a child would make it impossible for him to avoid a situation of establishing an offspring for his brother.
Okay. Do you understand that footnote?
Nope.
Okay. I have to think about that footnote more benachas, because I was thinking the Ramban meant something like that. I didn't understand what the pshat was. Okay. Good. So anyway, what was I thinking? I was thinking something like, and it's probably what the footnote's getting at, that the Yeda Onan is, it's something which like, it's something totally beyond his control. He knew like that's the Metzias. Vayomer Onan would be more like, I know that I have to. it's not like a fact that the child will be my brother's name. It'll be something I'll choose to do, and I don't want to do that, so I don't want to start with this whole process. Vayit, that means forget about any input I will have. He already automatically will not be my child, and therefore, I don't know, something like that. Maybe that's what I'm just getting at. Anyway, Lamaisa says Ramban, he doesn't like this child of Rashi. Aval ha'inyan sod gadol misodos ha'torah, betoldos ha'adam. Okay, one of the few places I recall, the Ramban says this is one of the sodos misodos, sod gadol misodos ha'torah. This is one of the secrets of the Torah in the creation of man. Will anybody know which direction the Ramban's going in? Sodos ha'torah? Any guesses? Kabbalah? But specifically in terms of Yibum? Okay, so let's see. He's going to reveal it to us. Kind of. V'nikar hu le'enei roim, and those who see. Asher nasan lahem Hashem einayim liros ve'oznayim lishmoa. People who have eyes to see and ears to hear, they know exactly what I'm talking about. V'hayu ha'chachamim ha'kadmonim. This is another example. You can make a list of the Rambans. Also, last week's Ramban, where he says that Kodem Matan Torah, they're keeping all of Chosh and Mishpat. There's a certain Mesorah about Halacha. The earlier wise men, not necessarily like our Avos, but like I think he's talking about people like Shem and Aver, Malchit Tzedek, like people like that, like the Gedolim from Kodem Matan Torah, even not part of our tradition exactly, of the Avos. Kodem Torah, Yodim Ki Yesh Toelas Gedola B'Yibum Ha'ach. They know there's something very, very important about doing Yibum through the brother. V'huroi Lios Kodem Bo, and he is supposed to take priority, the brother, to do Yibum. V'acharav Hakorav V'mishpacha. Kodem Matan Torah, it was if the brother didn't want to do it, then you go to the other relatives. You go to the father of the mace, the nephew or the uncle, I don't know, things like that. Kikol she'iro karov elo mishpachto asher hu yoresh nachala yagia mimena to elas. Whoever, if you go to the parsha of nachala and you see how the nachalos go, so whoever would it be yoresh, that's a close enough connection. There'd be a something purposeful, something meaningful about doing yibum. V'hayunogim lisa eshes hamace ha'ach o ha'av o akarov mina mishpacha. The minhag kodem matan Torah was either the brother, which is what the mitzvah is after matan Torah, or the father, or some other relative. We don't know. We have no documentation. This was done before Yehuda's time. He says the Medrash, he was the first one to do it. This was a tradition. There's something very important about this. And once he realized that was a situation for his children, so he was mizdaris to do it. And even after about the Torah came, and there were these Isser Arayos, so you can't marry certain relatives. Hashem decided to allow marrying the brother's, the late brother's wife. Hashem didn't want to allow it completely to marry this woman, like it was Kodem Matan Torah, so he said you can't marry your uncle, whatever, any relative besides the brother, to do Yibam. Because that was the most customary way to do it with the brother. And that's like that's the closest way for it to be meaningful, and not through these other relatives, Kmosh Eskarti, as I mentioned. Again, still a little bit cryptic. You see from the Psukim in Devarim, if a brother does not want to do Yibam, it's considered very cruel. We call him the house, the brother who didn't want to do Yibam, who does Chalitza, the house of the removed shoe. Okay. This seems like a weird insult. Says the Ramban, ki ata chalatz mehem. Now he's starting to give us some hidden details. Okay, because by doing this Chalitza, he's been removed from them. This should be done by removing the shoe. And it's interesting to call them Chachme Yisrael, because I think he's talking about the Kadmonim who are aware of things Kodem Matan Torah. He's calling them Chachme Yisrael, which is interesting. They were aware of the importance of this matter. The minhag originally was to do it with anybody who would inherit. Even after Matan Torah, you see from like Ruth that they were doing Yibam even without brothers, as long as there was no Isser Erva, with Ruth, with Ruth and Boaz. What was the relative? I think does the Megillah give us their exact relationship? I don't know. There was some sort of great uncle with the great uncle in law or something. I forget exactly the relationship. But as long as it wasn't Isra Erva there, so then they would also do this Ibam. It was called redemption in St. Megillus Rus. And this is the story of Boaz and the reason behind Naomi and her neighbors. And those who understand should understand. Footnote, does the footnotes for any of this part or no? Because what does it say by Naomi Vashchenot? What does it say there?
reason for Naomi encouraging Ruth to marry Boaz and for the words of the neighborhood woman who said his son has been born to Naomi.
Oh, son has been born to Naomi. Okay, what does that mean?
The son was not her offspring, but son since you represented a Gilgal,
Exactly. The footnote's revealing these sodos misodos haTorah, according to the Ramban. Right? So what's the footnote saying? And what did it say in Ruth? So again, we have Naomi. Her daughter-in-law lost her husband, who was Naomi's son. So then she married somebody else, this relative, and had a child. And then all the neighbors were saying, Baruch Hashem, a son has been born to Naomi. What does it mean? A son was not born to Naomi. It was born to her daughter-in-law. So says the footnote, based on what the Ramban is hinting to here, the idea of Yibum is to create a Gilgal for the person who passed away without any children to come back to this world to be able to complete his mission. That's the idea of Yibum. Now, Bar Benel spells this out a little bit more in this second, whoever has the sheet here. I'm going to read through it really quickly and focus more on some lines than others because it's a little bit long and we don't have to focus on all of it. But he says, he's talking about it in Kiseitse when it talks about this. The idea, again, I guess this is also an important message that there's the idea of a chok, right? Yichelitza lamaisa is a chok. Yibum is a chok. We don't know why. But we have all these weird aspects to it with the spitting and with the shoe. And what's this all about? So the truth is, we don't really know what it's all about. But at least here in this case, we can begin to get a sense of the deep spiritual, mystical implications of all these things. And the many things that we don't understand, we'll have to say, okay, I'm sure there's other deep mystical, spiritual reasons behind it. We just don't understand everything. But says the Abar Menel here, he says, what's the process of chalitza in a very simple way? It's that the man is wearing a shoe. The woman unties the shoe and removes the shoe, spits in front of him, and says, this person does not want to build his brother. And everybody says, like, Beis Chalutana, this person has removed his shoe. Okay, what's that all about? You do this before the elders in the entrance of the city. It's a very long piece. I'm just quoting you a little bit. As I explain, you're removing all the knots and all the straps of the shoe and removing it from the foot. And she spits in front of it. Or else we have kacha yesel ish. Of course, we have that in Tanakh by Megillas Esther, right? She says, she's declaring to everybody should hear, this is what you do to the man, lo yibanes, basically, that's not when to build up his brother's house. Ubinin habayis, who preaches knafa valishta, that would be to marry her, etc., etc., etc. Kriyas haben b'chora shmola hasmid zichrono, kibzele ye beso paruts, by calling the child after the father, or as a Ramata, not really calling him, but just having a child after the father, make sure that he's not going to be, the household of the father is not going to be destroyed, of the brother. Let's see where I should start from. Okay, Vikra Beso. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down towards the end of the line. Four words to the end of the line. Vikra Beso Beisra Beis Chalutz Hanal. The name of this brother who didn't want to do Yibum, once he was doing Chalitza, is called the one whose shoe was removed. He doesn't want to build his brother's household, his brother's life. As if they don't have any brotherly love between them, Shehu Achzarius Gadol. I think the Ramban said Achzarius also, no? Did he say that? He's referencing the Ramban. Right? This is considered very cruel, but Shem Rabbi Yisrael. It's a terrible thing to do. Maybe we call him the one whose shoe was removed to remember this demeaning thing that he endured of having been spit in front of him. The harshness of her speech. It's like, this is what they do to the guy who does not want to build up his brother's house. You can see from the context, to humiliate him for not wanting to build up his brother's life, his brother's house. In order to avoid this humiliation, he's going to avoid doing chalitza. It would seem at the surface, there's no reason behind it. It's not like an act. It's not like this is a way of removing the zika. It's not a kind of act. Like in Ruth, there is some sort of kinyan which the Gemara associates with kinyan chalipin. But here, there's no kinyan. It's just a symbolic act. So what's or spiritual act? So what is that about? The Ramban kasav beis chalutz hanal ki ata chalatz mehem. That's what the Ramban said. We call them the one who's the household whose shoe was removed because now he's removed himself from them. What does that mean? For roi shetasa mitzvah hazos bechalitz because by doing Yibum, you can avoid, by doing chalitza, you're avoiding the gilgul of the nefesh of the brother who passed away. And therefore, if you're not doing yibum, lo yeshuv od lebeso. He's not going to go back to his house. He's not going to be back to his place. That's what the Ramban means, that he was now removed from them. Like the shoe of the brother who passed away has now been removed. He can no longer walk in this world. He's no longer going to be in this world. Let's learn niftar me'im krovav. He's been set free, like cast away from his relatives. Lo yibo od besocham. And he's not going to come anymore. Therefore, the idea of removing the shoe is to tell you the brother will no longer be walking in this world anymore. So says the Ibn Barbanel, the footnote of the Art Scroll, the Ramban. But the idea of Yibum is the idea of the Gilgul of the brother who passed away. The idea of Gilgulim is a little bit controversial. There's definitely different approaches in Judaism about Gilgul, and if we accept it, we don't accept it, what it is. But Lamaisa, the Ramban, at least in regards to Yibum, I don't know what the Ramban would say about Gilgul as a whole. Like the idea that somebody who he had a certain chisaron in this world, he's going to come back in a totally different context to be misakin that. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. But the Ramban is saying, at least in terms of the brother, that's the idea of Yibum. That's the idea of Yibum. And first of all, besides just being really interesting, this whole idea of Yibum and what it represents, and also as an example of a mitzvah that with Lachor, we don't really know what it's about, but we begin to see the depth of what's behind it. I think it's just interesting. Is like a social comment. It used to be so so pashut about the significance and meaningfulness of having children, right? The idea that the brother here, his life was considered like it wasn't really fulfilled if he doesn't have children. And it's achzarius gedola, say the Ramban and the Abarbanel, if the brother does not want to facilitate having children. It's just like add a note. The Maisa, we don't do yibum nowadays. We don't do yibum despite all the hashkafa behind it, because the Gemara says in Yivamos, this way that we paskin, that we assume that in order to do Yibum, one's kavanas have to be completely l'shem shamayim. Because at the base level, marrying one's brother's wife is an Isser Erva. It's Asr Midoraisa. Hashem Kilo allowed it for the sake of Yibum, for the sake of continuing the Gilgul, the Neshama of the brother. But in order to do that, one has to be doing completely l'shem shamayim, so we're too scared that we're not going to do it for the right reasons. It's Ki'ilu Paga Be'erva. It's like you're violating Erva, and therefore we don't do it, you do Chalitza. This is at least in the Hashkafa behind it. But the idea that it was so muvan meilav, it was so understood, the significance of having children, meaning they are the most important thing one could do in one's life. You're conveying just meaning and lessons and Torah and mitzvos to the next generation. That was considered like the most meaningful thing. It's just interesting. My wife, she works. She works in computers in Tel Aviv. So she brought our baby, to like visit the people at work a few weeks ago. Because that's what you're supposed to do on maternity leave. You have to go in and everybody makes a party. So it was interesting. At that time, it's an internet security company, and they have like a branch in Silicon Valley, and they have a branch in Tel Aviv. So at that time, there was a group from California that was visiting the Tel Aviv branch. Okay, good. So she said all the Israeli like women, married, not married, they all wanted to play with the baby. Even the one who had a baby 3 months before, like she wanted to play with the baby. And I was like, you have a baby. She's like, yeah, but he's not this little. But like there's something, it's something like natural and like a certain maternal love and desire to like just love and care for and provide to somebody. And there's like the woman from California, she's like, I know babies just aren't my thing. I think she just made my wife to take the baby a little bit away from her, because it was like making her uncomfortable to have this baby near her. Obviously I don't know if that's representative or whatever, but it is interesting that in the Western world, in America, the value of the next generation of children is really it's really being blurred. People don't appreciate it. There's a certain natural instinct people are supposed to have that they don't have. I think it's a certain selfishness, maybe a certain fear for financial security. I don't know what it's about, but it's interesting. The idea that was considered like this is, if one is not able to convey what he has, the next generation. So like that's not a fulfilled life. And that was so understood that Ad Kedei Kach, we're gonna try to facilitate in some spiritual way to have the brother have a second chance of doing that by doing Yibum. And nowadays, as part of maybe like the general Hashkafah is a little bit corrupt in our world, that's not some Muvan May love, that's not so understood in many parts of the Western world. Okay, we're not gonna read this Rokeach. You can look at it afterwards. He talks about the idea of Kaddish, and also this idea of the significance of bringing a child into the world, the significance of the child not only are you giving to him, but he's considered like the spiritual continuer of the father, and therefore it's so important. A fascinating, fascinating story. I really recommend looking at this Rokeach, a ma'aseh with Rabbi Akiva about the source for Kaddish, but we don't have time for that now, so Ad Kan. Shkaya. Thank you.